This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Part one of the Morning Farm Show brought to you by the Montgomery County Farm Bureau, where membership means value, by Michelle's Pharmacy of Carlinville and Gillespie, and by Farm Credit Services of Illinois.
Hi, this is Bob Lentz, manager of Montgomery County Farm Bureau. Ford Motor Company has the exclusive offer for Illinois Farm Bureau members. Get a $500 bonus cash savings off a vehicle MSRP towards the purchase or lease of any eligible Ford or Lincoln vehicle. Certain eligibility restrictions apply. See your Ford Lincoln dealer for complete details and qualifications. Join Montgomery County Farm Bureau today for this and other great benefits.
If you're looking for commitment, flexibility, competitive interest rates, and on-the-farm service, then try Farm Credit Services of Illinois. For over 95 years, generations of farmers have been turning to Farm Credit for all their farm financing and crop insurance needs. As a farmer-owned and directed cooperative, Farm Credit is there to meet the needs of today's farm families. Whether it's a farm real estate loan, operating line of credit, machinery refinance, or one of our many crop insurance options, Farm Credit has the products farmers want with the service you deserve. Products and services delivered by professionals who know agriculture. It's our only business. Farm Credit brings a higher level of experience and expertise to farm lending, providing better financial solutions for your farm business. Call Farm Credit Services of Illinois today at 800-444-FARM. Remember, 800-444-FARM. Whether we're in the field with you or in the office for you, farming is our life too.
Michelle's Pharmacy in Carlinville and Gillespie offers vaccines, and the best part, no appointment or prescription is needed. If you or a loved one are on Medicare, influenza and pneumonia vaccines will be billed at no cost to you. Michelle's Pharmacy also offers other adult vaccinations like Zostavax for shingles. Protect yourself today. Get your vaccination at Michelle's Pharmacy in Carlinville and Gillespie. Call Carlinville 854-4022 or Gillespie at 839-9901. Michelle's Pharmacy, where delivery to your home or office is always free.
First of all, in our farm news, corn futures are trading lower on the electronic session as of 6 o'clock. Soybean futures lower, wheat lower. Corn trading about 6 3/4 lower. Beans 6 3/4 lower. Wheat about 17 1/2 lower. The overnight crude oil market, 52 cents lower at 92.05. The Brent crude, 37 cents lower at 108.44. The June gold contract, $11.70 lower at $1,577. The U.S. dollar index, 0.351 higher at 81.3. At the end of open outcry trading yesterday on the Chicago Board of Trade, July wheat ended up 704. That was up 8 3/4. September wheat, 714, up 11. December wheat, 729 1/4, up 9 1/4. July corn yesterday closed at 6.33, down 2 1/2. September corn closed at 5.48 1/2, up 2. December corn closed at 5.40 1/2, up 3 1/2. July soybeans yesterday, 14.12 1/2, up 7 1/2. August beans, 13.95 3/4, up 14 3/4. September beans closed at 13.45, that was up 18. July soybean meal yesterday, 416.50, down 14. August meal closed at 405.50, up 21. September meal closed at 389.80, up 34. July soybean oil yesterday, 50.92, up 60. August oil, 51.14, up 60. September oil, 51.34, up 60. July oats yesterday, 342, up 2 cents. And September oats, 346 1/2, up 2 cents. Right now we'll take you to the Department of Agriculture offices in Springfield for the cash grain report.
Thank you. This is Jerry Milberg with the U.S. and the Illinois Department of Agriculture's Grain Market News Report. The Illinois country grain prices were mixed on Monday afternoon, with wheat and soybeans higher and corn lower. Wheat futures were supported by weekly export inspection figures above expectations, along with the sale of 100,000 metric tons of U.S. wheat to Iraq. In central Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids mostly 3 to 6 lower at 651 to 671, and soybean bids were mostly 5 to 8 higher at 1394 to 1404. In the southern part of the state, shell corn bids dropped 3 to 6 cents at 661 to 683. Soybeans gained 8 cents at 1398 to 1420. And soft red winter wheat up 4 to 11 cents at 681 to 704. In the St. Louis area, country elevators and mills reported corn bids 2 to 6 cents lower, ranging from 661 to 668. Soybeans mostly 4 to 7 cents higher at $14 to 1407. And soft red winter wheat gained 4 to 9 cents at 689 to 704. Illinois River barge loading elevators quoted producer corn bids 7 to 10 cents lower at 659 to 666. Soybean bids ended mixed, ranging from 1410 to 1413, and the new crop wheat bids for July 12 delivery up 5 to 9 at 682 to 695. East St. Louis barge loading terminal elevators place their producer corn bids 6 to 7 cents lower at 683 to 685. These same elevators place their soybean prices steady to 5 cents lower with quotations at 1424 to 1432. Soft red winter wheat down a penny at 709 to 710. While Milo ended 6 cents lower for the day at 596 to 597. That is our country grain report for Monday. This is Jerry Milberg returning you to WSMI.
At the end of open outcry trading yesterday on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange, June hogs 86.70 down 72, July hogs 87.05 down 152, August hogs 87.77 down 112. June cattle yesterday, 118.80, down 72. August cattle, 120.80, down 112. And October cattle, 125.35, down 95. May feeder cattle yesterday, 151.87, up 57. August feeders, 159.10, down 160. September feeders closed at 160.07, down 165. Back we go to the Department of Agriculture offices in Springfield for the cash livestock market report.
The closing livestock reports for Monday, May 21st. For the Eastern Corn Belt Daily Direct Hogs, barrels and gilts closed 82 cents higher. Carcass-based price range of 71 to 83.5. Weighted average 79.65. Hogs purchased in Illinois today, 11,900. Illinois direct brown gilt trade was steady, 53 to 57, while Illinois direct slaughter sows were steady to firm. U.S. 1s to 3s under 400 pounds and 400 to 450 pounds, 42 to 45. 450 to 550 pounds are 44 to 48. Over 550 pounds, 46 to 50. Today's estimated receipts, 725, and Friday's actuals, 700. Pork carcass cutout, 81.69. That is up 21 cents. Estimated daily livestock slaughter into federal inspection. Hogs for today, 418,000. Last week, 403,000. A year ago, 397,000. Cattle for today, 126,000. Last week, 127,000. And a year ago, 131,000. Box beef cutout values were higher on choice and steady on select, on moderate demand and light to moderate offerings. Total movement today, 150 fab loads with 45 trim. Choice at $194.59. That is up $2.08. Select at $186.47, and that is down 9 cents. There was a special feeder cattle and bred cow sale at the United Producers Auction down at Salem, 205 head sold. Small offering that day due to locally intense farming activity, but very good demand noted. Feeder steers, Meeman large frame number ones, weighing 500 to 550 pounds, sold at 169 to 171. 550 to 600 pounds, 173 to 174, which were value added. 600 to 700 pounds at 140 to 144. Value added 150 to 153. Holstein steers, large frame number threes, a few from 300 to 300 to 400 pounds at 115 to 116, which were value added. Heifers, medium and large frame number ones, weighing 550 to 600 pounds, sold at 148 to 148.5. 600 to 700 pounds, 126 to 138. Load averaging 744 pounds, 138.60, which were value added. Feeder bulls, medium and large frame number ones, weighing 400 to 500 pounds, sold at 182 to 190. Middle-aged, large frame second stage cows, sold at $1,135 to $1,350 a head, with young, medium and large frame number one cow-calf pairs at $1,450 to $1,900 a pair, middle-aged, medium and large frame number one cow-calf pairs at $1,450 to $2,000 a pair. At the Illinois auctions, which we cover, receipts last week, 2,872 head, which included a special sale. Compared to the previous week, slaughter steers traded steady to dollar higher. Choice steers sold 120 to 127. Slaughter heifers were steady to firm, with choice heifers 120 to 126. Choice Holstein steers sold $2.25 to $3.50 higher, ranging from 111 to 117. Thank you. This is Kim Harmon with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture Livestock Grain Market News Service, returning back to WSMI.
Spot prices on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange yesterday: for butter, 138 and a half, up 3. For block cheese, 150 unchanged. For barrel cheese, 146 unchanged. The spot price for Class 3 milk ending yesterday, $15.44. Here are the bids from Hog Inc. Incorporated of Greenfield and Scottville. Corn delivered to Greenfield for May, $6.57. For June, $6.49. Corn delivered to Scottville for May, $6.56. And for June, $6.41. Beans delivered to Greenfield or Scottville for May, $13.96. And for June, $14.05. Wheat delivered to Scottville for May, $6.77. For more information or to confirm the bids, you can call Hog Inc.'s Greenfield office at 217-368-2888. The pre-opening price is, once again, corn at Greenfield, $6.57, corn at Scottville, $6.56, beans at Scottville or Greenfield, $13.96, wheat at Scottville, $6.77. That's all for part one of the Morning Farm Show, brought to you this morning by the Montgomery County Farm Bureau, where membership means value, by Farm Credit Services of Illinois, and by Michelle's Pharmacy of Carlinville and Gillespie. Color radar shows no precipitation in the mid-Illinois listening area. This check of color radar weather brought to you by Carlinville Truck Equipment and by the M&M Service Company.
What is farming smart? It means choosing seed that fits your operation's goals. Select hybrids and varieties of FS High Soy brand soybeans that are part of a comprehensive cropping plan. That's FS Seed and FS Green Plan Solutions from M&M Service Company. That's farming smart. And farming smart always begins with FS Seed. Talk to M&M Service Company today to learn how FS High Soy brand soybeans and FS Green Plan Solutions can maximize every one of your acres. M&M Service Company, the local solution to your world of needs.
Carlinville Truck Equipment is the one name you need to know for truck and trailer repair. Plus, they have a large supply of steel and aluminum toolboxes for your truck at competitive prices. For help with your farm beds, hoist, tag, or pusher axles, lift gates, or any other truck-related equipment, see Carlinville Truck Equipment. You can count on Norm Craze and his staff for fast, dependable service. Carlinville Truck Equipment, 1900 North University, Carlinville. Call 854-6706.
Sunny skies today, high temperatures in the mid-70s with light north winds. Tonight, mostly clear, the low in the mid-50s. And for tomorrow, Wednesday, sunny skies, the high in the low 80s. Your extended forecast for Thursday through Saturday, mostly clear and warmer. Low temperatures in the low 70s, highs about 90. Right now at the Weather Center, the winds are calm, the barometric pressure steady. We have clear skies, 48 degrees. This check of color radar weather brought to you this morning by Carlinville Truck Equipment and by the M&M Service Company. Part two of the Morning Farm Show is yours next.
Imagine how it feels to be the big 175. Sloan's and John Deere is celebrating its birthday to make things easier on you and your bank account. Enjoy 0% financing for 60 months on John Deere 1 Series tractors. The 1 Series start at $11,296. Offer ends July 31st, 2012. Subject to approved credit on John Deere financial installment plan, visit any of Sloan's 11 Central Illinois locations for details.
Part two of the Morning Farm Show brought to you this morning by Seavers Equipment of Hamel, Hillsboro, Greenfield, Carlinville, and Auburn, and by Wright Automotive of Hillsboro. In our farm news today, we continue our Farmer Checks feature on WSMI. We talked to John Bauer of the Bingham area, and he described Sunday evening's rain.
Very helpful. We finished planting beans Saturday evening, and then we received about 2.5 inches of rain last night.
That's tremendous. That's tremendous. Timing was couldn't be better, could it?
Timing couldn't have been better on that, yes.
Now, you're completely done with soybeans then, you said?
Yes, completely. We finished completely up Saturday evening.
Okay, now how does your corn crop look so far?
The corn crop looks good so far. It looks better since we've got this since we got this rain. We had just a little bit of hail damage in the area, nothing too major. Just one farm of ours I seen this morning driving around looking at the crops. We had just a little hail damage on one farm.
That's great. That's great. Now, what's coming up? What are you doing now?
Well, today we'll probably go through and service all the tractors. I think all the tractors are due for an oil change and kind of catch up on some odd jobs around here and let it dry up. And maybe by the end of the week, mow and bale a little hay.
That was John Bauer of the Bingham area as we continue our farmer checks on WSMI Radio. Here's the weekly crop update from the Illinois Agricultural Statistics Service. We join Brad Schwab.
Statewide temperatures averaged 4 degrees above normal at 68, while rainfall was virtually non-existent for the 7-day period ending May 20th. These extreme dry conditions allowed 6.7 days suitable for field work, and topsoil moisture supplies continued a drying trend at 4% very short, 29% short, 64% adequate, and only 3% surplus. Subsoil moisture below the 6-inch profile was rated at 69% adequate or surplus, down 13 percentage points from last week. The driest crop reporting district based on topsoil moisture supplies was the Southwestern District, with a rating of 36% very short, 62% short, and only 2% adequate. With corn planting virtually complete at 99%, focus has now turned to emergence, which ended the week at 88%, and this compares to 47% last year and 55% for the 5-year average. The average height of all corn now stands at 7 inches, compared to 3 inches a year ago and 4 inches for the 5-year average. Overall, the state's corn crop was rated in 79% good or excellent condition. Soybean planting advanced by an impressive 36 percentage points in just 1 week and now stands at 80% complete, compared to 38% a year ago and 37% for the 5-year average. 40% was reported emerged, compared to 9% a year ago and 13% for the 5-year average. To put this planting progress in perspective, an advancement of 36 percentage points equates to 3.2 million acres planted in just 7 days. The crop reporting district leading the state in soybean progress was the Southeastern District, where 55% had been reported emerged by week's end. Sorghum planting advanced to 63% complete, compared to 5% a year ago and 13% for the 5-year average. The soft red winter wheat crop was reported at 81% of the heads filled, compared to 21% a year ago and 19% for the 5-year average. 45% of the crop was also reported as turning yellow. The winter wheat crop was rated in mostly good to excellent condition. Red clover, pastures, and alfalfa were all rated in mostly good condition, and the first cutting of alfalfa advanced to 68% complete, compared to 13% last year and 19% for the 5-year average. This has been Brad Schwab with the Illinois Field Office of the USDA's National Agricultural Statistics Service in Springfield.
On the AM Live program Monday morning, we talked to Don Schaefer, the Executive Vice President of the Midwest Truckers Association. We talked about one of the big issues in the Illinois legislature.
How do we fund transportation? And this is not just on Illinois, but it's going on nationwide. The big issue is, do we continue to depend on motor fuel taxes as to be the primary way to fund transportation? In Illinois, we use registration fees. You know, you pay for your license plate. A chunk of that money goes into the road fund. When you get your driver's license, pay for that. A chunk of that goes into the road fund. Every time you buy gasoline, you know, you've got 19 cents and what have you, plus the sales tax. That's going to into the road fund. What's happened over the years is that, yeah, we've had more cars on the road, but those cars, their fuel mileage has gotten so much better, people are actually buying, you know, less gasoline and diesel, what have you. And as a result, the amount of money that goes into the road fund has stayed fairly constant, but the cost to maintain those roads has just jumped. So somewhere along the line, we got to say, are we going to continue with the motor fuel tax? Do we look at other options? Do we look at a weight distance tax. Ooh, scares truckers big time. In other words, you pay a tax considering how much weight you put in that truck and how many miles you travel. Controversial, all get out. And Oregon tried to do it, and it was highly unpopular.
How would they assess such a tax?
Good question. We know how they would assess a VMT, which is a vehicle mile tax. That's quite easy. I mean, then they look at your odometer, and they know automatically how many miles you travel. Thus, you'll pay not just a motor fuel tax, but you'll pay a surcharge based on the number of miles you travel. Very common in Europe. They do that. A weight distance tax is another story, because then you have to have some way of weighing the truck on a regular interval. And do you base it on the load you carry, or do you base it on what the truck is capable of carrying? Or do you pay it based on the empty weight? So, I mean, there's all sorts of options out there that they're looking at. None of these, of course, are anywhere near ready to be implemented. But other things are looking at. You know, tolls are this issue that keep on growing. In other words, do we change the existing law that's on the books that says right now you cannot start charging tolls on an existing highway? Now, if you want to add lanes for truck only or express lanes for cars to use and charge a toll on that, you can do that. But right now, this whole concept of adding tolls to the whole concept of running down the interstate highway and having a transponder that reads it, or going through a toll booth on tollways, that's an issue that's out there that, I mean, a lot of not only states are talking about it, but the federal government is also looking at it because of the fact that they're saying, you know, the pay-as-you-go strategy is the only thing that's going to work now just because of the fact that, you know, you can't charge a flat tax. You can't charge what, you know, like a personal property tax like some states do. You just don't have any other means of coming up with the dollars to keep the road program afloat. So they're looking at alternates.
Has anybody seriously offered the proposal to raise the motor fuel tax in the state of Illinois?
It has come up several times, but politically, especially in an election year, that's political suicide. That's not going to happen. It's kind of like the same bill that was out there that would have banned the use of cell phones. A whole slew of bills were out there that said that, you know, for all drivers, not just truck drivers, where it's law now, but for all drivers, you can't text while you're on your phone or do anything. And, you know, the great idea, great concept from a safety standpoint, but from a political standpoint in an election year, that bill wasn't going to go anywhere. So, you know, it's there's a lot of politics involved in everything. And in this whole highway funding issue, no one has really come step forward to say, this is what we're going to do. This is a bold step forward. You know, we're falling behind in terms of our infrastructure. How are we going to support it? And no one wants to do that in an election year.
Boy, that's kind of what's been so frustrating about, well, the Illinois legislature in general. It's not just limited to the Illinois legislature either. They just seems like they just kicked the can down the road.
Well, you know, the Congress has been dealing with the national with the highway program, and we're at that stage where, you know, sometimes we just have a continuation of the current transportation plan. And what they do is say, okay, we're going to take a resolution and say, we're just going to extend the program another 6 months, which we're doing that. And that is just, you know, it doesn't address the issue. And you've got members of Congress on the what we call the Transportation and Infrastructure Committee who are frustrated because of the fact that there is no clear set of direction of where we're going to go. You know, the administration hasn't really, you know, stepped up and say, we're going to take these bold step forwards to improve our infrastructure. We're going to propose this program to do this and that. We haven't seen that. And right now that's tough because when you've got a Democrat president and you've got a part of Congress which is controlled by Republicans, no one sees eye to eye on these things. And it's not just philosophical issues, but it's also hard dollar and cents issues.
And that's Don Schaefer, the Executive Vice President of the Midwest Truckers Association, yesterday's guest on the AM Live program. Wrapping up the farm show on this Tuesday morning, to quote Purdue University Extension economist Chris Hurt, hog prices normally shoot up in the spring. In fact, according to Hurt, live hog prices rose by an average of about $11 from early April to mid-May in the past 5 years. But this year, he says prices have struggled to hold on to their early April levels in the low 60s. The lack of a spring hog price rally and record high feed costs are leading to an unanticipated period of financial losses. We'll keep you updated throughout the day with the commodity markets on WSBI FM 106. The opening of Open Outcry Trading this morning at 9:32 on WSMI FM 106. Part two of the Morning Farm Show brought to you by Wright Automotive of Hillsboro and by Seavers Equipment of Hamel, Hillsboro, Greenfield, Carlinville, and Auburn.